Hello?
Yes, Joe, I'm back.
Okay.
We are on page 91, right?
Yes,
I think nothing else is there to change on page 91. Do you have anything for me?
No, that's it.
I think that it's covered.
All right, on 92, the second paragraph, second line, I was once told that a Jewish accountant was, it looks like, should there be a space between accountant and was, or is that, whoa, you there? Hello?
Sorry about
Hello?
That, Joe. I lost you. Yes. Go ahead, please.
Oh, okay.
You were telling me second paragraph, second line. I was once told that a Jewish accountant was the cream of the crop. What do you want to change that?
Right. Well, it looks like between accountant and was, there's a space missing there, or is it just, how's it look on yours?
Well, let me check. No, there's just a single space is there, and if I remove it, both of them are going to be all together. However, I see there is an extra space in the second line where it says I was once, before the I and the full stop, after South Florida. There's an extra space, and I'm removing that.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Okay, other than that, let's see. Okay, I think the rest of it looks good. Do you see any changes?
No.
I think the rest of it is good. I'm just fixing the spaces. Foreseeable was corrected, so that is fine.
That's
too.
Correct, yeah.
And okay. One, two, three, four, five. Last paragraph where it says, once I had made my decision. You there?
Yes.
Yeah. There is the last line where it says budget number was, and then there is a space, and then it goes to the next line. I don't think it should be that way, right?
You're on page 93. Yes. Yeah, it should be. I would ask them. That comes right after was.
Yes. I got that fixed. Okay. I think this page is good to go. I'm moving on to page 93.
Okay. Because what we just talked about on mine is on 93. Okay.
It appears on page 92 at the bottom on my manuscript. I guess that's because of the spacing and all. I have been removing spaces.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, so the first paragraph on my page 93 is, for example, if the contractor told me that he had to make $20,000.
Okay.
So we'll carry on from that.
Okay.
I think this paragraph looks good. I'm just removing the extra spaces. Do you have any changes for this particular page?
Let's see. No.
Okay. I think apart from the extra spaces, I don't think I have any other changes as well.
Okay.
Let me just...
On 94, I don't have any changes.
Okay. I'm fixing the spaces as we go. So, you know, once we are done with the edits, I will just have to send you the file. Okay. Oh.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on.
One
hold,
more thing.
Hold on a minute. Oh, yeah. Back up on 93.
I see. Are you talking about the paragraph where it says Gary doesn't drink alcohol?
No, no, no. That's 94. Back on 93, the next to the last paragraph.
Which paragraph is that? Because we have different page numbers now, so you'll have to tell me which paragraph you're looking at.
Okay. The paragraph that starts with Gary and I are friends to this day.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. The third line up from the bottom, I told her that compared to some of the clients that I have ever had.
Okay. I got the ever added there.
Okay.
Okay. Now the next change, that was the last paragraph on page 93 for you, right?
Yes.
Okay. After that, there is another paragraph which starts with Mary Jane getting acquainted, and then there is another paragraph after that which says Gary doesn't drink alcohol. You there?
Gary doesn't drink alcohol is on my page 94.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. So page 93 is done. Okay. Now,
94 should start with Gary doesn't drink alcohol.
Yeah, but it changed on my end because remember I've been removing extra spaces all over. So it's
right.
Still on page 93 for me. But that isn't the point. I'm trying to point out something to you in that particular paragraph on line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Line 5, where it says, that comes out of the shell, comma, by gently opening. So by, the B needs to be small.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. And one more thing. Just above that where it says called a siphon, that comes out. So it's telling me to remove the comma after siphon. And, yeah, there doesn't have to be
okay.
A comma.
Okay, yeah. Remove that comma. That's correct.
Okay. Okay. Other than that, this paragraph is good to go. I'm looking at the next paragraph now, and I think we cannot follow the page number now. Instead
okay.
of that, we'll work paragraph by paragraph, okay? So I'm looking at the next paragraph,
okay.
which says my lobster eating regimen, and I'm looking at the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, fifth line, where it says I am a picky eater, and then so, and the quotation marks does not have a space, so I'm giving it a space. You with me?
No, say that again.
Okay.
There should be a space
line,
after the quotation mark and so?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Okay, that is done. Other than that, I don't think there is any other change or revision required on this particular page, right?
Right.
We move on to the next page.
Which is the storyteller.
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay. The first paragraph, line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, where it says smoky toned voice. It's asking me to capitalize the S for smoky. Can I do that?
Ooh, wait a minute now. No. If anything, it should be hyphenated, but all in lowercase.
Okay. But usually, you know, when we are writing something in a quotation mark, the first letter of that needs to be capitalized. That's how we start a new sentence.
Well, then I don't know. If that's what it's telling you, then yes. But I think also it should be hyphenated.
Yep, I hyphenated it. That's correct. And one
okay,
more thing,
right.
There was an extra spacing in that line as well. I removed it.
Okay.
And this paragraph looks good.
Okay, then one, two, on the third paragraph, the last line of the third paragraph,
mm-hmm. Yeah, the quotation mark.
The quotation mark's backwards.
Yes, I see that. I got that corrected. Wait, we need to back up to the previous paragraph. Let me just find that. I just saw it now. Okay. It says here. Okay. The second last line. The driver unlocked the door, comma, the woman got in the car, comma, the driver hit the up button on the window and then locked. Okay, that's fine. It's asking me to add an and, but I see that you've added it right before where it says and then lock the door. So that's fine.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm looking at the paragraph which says the second story that was told was about a World War II B-17 bomber, and then there's a lot of extra space between bomber and that. So I'm removing that.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. And okay. Okay, the rest of it looks good. I have removed all the extra spaces from the beginning of the sentences. I think we can move on.
Okay.
Okay. After the war, okay. Okay, which page number are you on?
Well, continuing with that story, the last paragraph has too many spaces between the paragraph before it. Don't you? I guess that's the way you're doing it. Never mind. You're okay.
Okay. I'm looking at the last paragraph, which says after the war. Can you find that paragraph? Okay. Now, look at the second line where it says breaking off pieces and feeding it to the gathering seagulls. So I'm going to remove one the from here.
You're going to move what?
The, T-H-E, feeding it to the gathering seagulls.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I don't think they have to.
Things, yeah.
Okay.
You there? Hello? Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I'm so sorry. I don't know why we are getting cut off. Just give me a quick moment. Let me check my connection here. Okay. All right. We're good. And I think the rest of it looks good, right? We can move on.
Yes, the next is divine intervention.
That's correct.
All right, the first paragraph, there's a quotation mark missing from the end of the last sentence.
Okay, a miracle or act of God or gods that causes something good to happen or stops something bad from happening, full stop. I think that's where the quotation mark needs to go, right?
That's correct.
Okay, and why does it look a bit weird? I mean, there's a lot of extra spacing, and then there's just one line which says, about 3 years ago, Mary Jane and I agreed to make a major commitment, and that is like
that
a separate line.
That line should be with the next paragraph.
Next paragraph, right?
In other words, there should be normal spacing between, the line we decide to sell our house should be moved up one line.
Yep.
Okay.
Let us remove all the extra spaces from here and okay. One more space. Okay. We are good to go for this particular paragraph. I'm looking at the next paragraph where it says in mid-April. It's asking me to hyphenate it. In between mid and April, there should be a hyphen.
Okay.
Can I add that?
All right, that's fine. Yep.
Okay, and you were to see that grew to a commitment. Commitment is all good. Sorry about that. I'm looking at the next paragraph where it says someone once tried to explain to me the meaning of helicopter grandparents. Okay, that looks fine.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I think this paragraph looks good.
Okay.
Okay. Now we are looking at the next paragraph. I'm working on removing the extra spaces. Do you see any changes that we should make?
No, I don't.
Okay. Yeah, I think we're good. We can move on to the next page.
All right, the next page is called Logan Mania.
That's correct. Should it be one word, Joe, or should it be separate, Logan Mania?
No, I made that up.
Okay, all right. That is really good. I'm actually going through your manuscript for the first time, and I see you've been really creative about it. So I understand why you didn't want to change a lot of stuff here.
Logan is my grandson.
Mm-hmm.
My first and only grandson.
Mm-hmm.
So as I explained in this story, I'm learning to be a grandfather along with a bunch of other things and
mm-hmm.
dealing with the pandemic. So, no, I kind of like Logan Mania, all one word.
Okay, sounds like a plan. Then we keep it that way.
All right.
Do you see any changes on this page? The page looks pretty good to me.
I don't have any changes there, no.
I am just going through it just to make sure that we're not missing out anything. I do not see any spell checks on this, so I guess I'll just be working to remove the spaces on this particular page.
Okay.
Okay. And third paragraph is good to go. I am on fourth paragraph, and that looks fine, too. Yep, that's fine. And okay, one thing I need to ask you. Do you see the paragraph where it says, the following Christmas, Mary Jane and I
yep.
went to Colorado? Second line.
Yep.
We decided to go to the Cheyenne Zoo. There is a period after zoo. Should that be there? Oh, yeah. That's
yes,
like
yeah,
the Cheyenne
Zoo, period.
Got it. Okay, other than that, it is all good to go. I think we can move on to the next page.
Okay, and now we have the title of the page, Potpourri.
No, you have gone way above. We're having an issue with the page number.
Oh, excuse me. Yes, yeah. The second page is the Logan Mania. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. I do not see anything that needs to be changed for now except for the extra spaces. And
yeah.
I'm working on that. Meanwhile, can you just skim through it and see if there are any other additional changes? I'm also doing that on my end.
Yes, down the last line, the quotation mark is backwards on eat cake.
Yeah, I see that. Okay. All right. Other than that, I think this looks good. Okay. one more change that it's suggesting. The paragraph which starts from this week, I was told that Logan would be coming over. You found that?
Yeah. Yes.
Line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, where it says, Pop Pop, you're sick. It's asking me to hyphenate Pop Pop. Should I do that?
No. No, we don't hyphenate it around here.
All right. Okay. Sounds good. Then we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, it's two complete words, pop and pop.
Okay.
My wife is called Gigi, and I'm Pop Pop.
Oh, that's so cute. Okay, I think we are good to go.
All right.
Okay, next page. Pot.
That's potpourri.
Yep.
Potpourri.
Potpourri. Okay,
that means a little of this and a little of that.
Right. Okay. The goat.
Right. The goat is an acronym for the greatest of all time.
Absolutely. Okay, first paragraph, second last line, where it says, keep in mind that a fast pitch needs to be two separate words.
Well, hyphenate it then.
Okay, let me hyphenate it.
Yeah,
that seems to sort out the issue, so we're good there. And
okay, so...
Oh.
Second paragraph, second line.
Okay. Yeah. The quotation mark.
Yep.
I
see. And they did
that.
A spell check. That's good.
And extra spacing. Moving that. Third paragraph.
I'm good. You there?
Yep, I'm here. I'm just fixing the spaces. Give me a minute, please.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
I can't tell if the phone's cutting out or you're fixing spaces.
Okay, this page is good to go, Joe. We can move on to the next page, which says tequila.
Right. Second paragraph, privilege. I'm not, let's see. It should be spelled. It should be spelled L-E-G. There should be no D on privilege, I believe.
That's right.
Yeah.
Should I correct that?
Yeah, there are two privileges there. That one and the next line, same way.
Okay. Privilege, okay. Does it have to have a D at the end, or it's just going to be, like the present form of it?
Say that again?
Does it have to have a D at the end, D as in dog, privileged, or just privilege?
No.
No D. Okay. All right. I am working on the additional spaces and... Okay, third paragraph, New Year's Eve. It's asking me to put an apostrophe in between year and F.
Between where?
New Year's Eve. Years needs
right.
to have an apostrophe. It's saying before the F. Should I
really?
Do that
okay.
or should I leave it as it is?
No, you can put an apostrophe there.
Yep, we need to add an apostrophe there.
Okay.
I just Googled it to make sure, and yes, New Year's Eve years have an apostrophe. Okay, that looks good. The spell check is fine.
Yep.
And let's see. Okay. All right. Okay, this paragraph looks good. I'm moving on to the next paragraph, which says some folks, myself included. That's the one I'm looking at now.
Yep.
A lot of extra spaces, but I do not see any spell check here, so I think we are good.
Okay.
All right, that just completes 102 for me. What do you say we stop here and then have one last session to complete the remaining pages?
All right.
Okay. Okay, so when can I call you next? I mean, tomorrow is Friday. If you want, I can call you tomorrow, or we can do this on Monday.
Tomorrow I have two appointments in the afternoon, so it may... we may not be able to do it until, let's see, Monday I have an appointment. I can do it on, hold on, wait a minute, Monday. I can do it Tuesday, the 15th.
Okay, and what time?
Anytime, we can do 1 o'clock again.
Okay, 1 o'clock. Let me check. That will be 12 my time. Let me mark you on my calendar for the 15th, right? Yeah, 15th
is the 15th, 1 o'clock Mountain Time, yes.
Got it. And that will be... Okay. All right, Joe. Sounds good. I got you in my calendar, so I'll talk to you on Tuesday then, okay?
Okay, have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you so much, and have a great day. Take good care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.